an opportunity to gather together, establish that which really connects us as a kehillah, the Torah. And it's a schus and a kavod. The schus and a kavod. Rabbi Bicheskel has agreed graciously to mahanas with divrei terasai that are always smechem kinesinasam. The Indian of Simcha Rosh Hashanah.
We find a stira in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Gabi, the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah, do we have it in Simcha Rosh Hashanah? We do not have. The Torah in Simen Tuvkov Tavkov Pei Beis brings the Halacha, which brought down Shulchan Aruch as well. The Ein Oimrim the Titan Lanu Hashem Lakinu Be'avo Moi Adim LeSimcha Chagim Uzmanim LeSosoyim. Loibur Rosh Hashanah, but Loibur Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you do not mention Moyadim L'Simcha Chagim Zman L'Sosom. He goes on, goes ahead to bring the Machlekes. If you say it, you don't say it, but we're asking that you do not say Moyadim L'Simcha Chagim Zman L'Sosom. And there's a shit that says you do say Moyadim L'Simcha. We'll get back to it in a second. But that's the halacha that we do not say Moyadim L'Simcha. Why do we say Moyadim L'Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? So the Bach later goes on and explains why. He says, why it is Ilisimcha, so why not? Zeva de Einoi Ela Ledun Livruya Oilom Nitnu Veloshu Vitshuvu. Rosh Hashanah is not a time of Simcha. It's a time of Din, it's a time of Tshuva. So therefore, you do not mention Simcha on the davening of Rosh Hashanah. The Goyen, when he brings, when he speaks on the Shulchan Aruch, it says you don't say Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, he refers to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says, we pray Yehinu Mishu L'Fanecha Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, Efshar Melech Yoyshev L'Kisedim V'Sifri Chaim V'Sifri Meisim Sochim L'Fanot V'Yisrael Lo Yimim Shira. How can it be in standing in front of Kishbo in front of the Yitzhay Medin, it's not shy to say Shira, it's not shy to say Hallel. So the Gemara wants to say that the same idea that we have by Hallel, that's the same reason why you don't see Moyadim L'Sil Chai Gizwan L'Sosim. It's a yendin. Israel, you can't say Shira, you can't say Simcha. It's not a day of Simcha. It's a day of Din of Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Sochem Nefonot. It's not a day that you can mention Simcha. So that's the tour of the Shulchan Aruch at Simen Tavkuf Pei Beis, beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. And the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Tzadik Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the halacha of fasting in Rosh Hashanah. And the kateris on top of the semen is mutali size Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim v'hein v'sanim b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'Shabbat Shuva. You have a din of Simcha Rosh Hashanah, and you can't do a tainis with the Simcha Saloshin. It's mashma with the Simcha Rosh Hashanah, and then you can do a tainis on Rosh Hashanah. So chur, is there a din Simcha Rosh Hashanah or not? In the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch says, to Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, that you don't say Moyadim L'Simcha, because there's no Simcha Rosh Hashanah. And then we say, Oyuchlim B'Shoisim M'Smeichim. So there's a Simcha Rosh Hashanah. Is there a Simcha Rosh Hashanah? There's no Simcha Rosh Hashanah. What's the idea? Why, if there's no Simcha, so there's no Din Oyuchlim B'Shoisim M'Smeichim. If there's no Din Simcha, if there is a Din Simcha, so why don't we say Moyadim L'Simcha? Mimon Hashanah. There in the Shulchan Aruch is brought down the machlekes, can you do a tainis in Rosh Hashanah or not? And the Shulchan Aruch brings a shita that holds, it's a mitzvah to do a tainis in Rosh Hashanah. So the other shita is the whole, there's really no simcha in Rosh Hashanah. It's a mitzvah to do a tainis. The sekelim, the taz, the boreite, they bring many rice from Tanakh that people ate in Rosh Hashanah. And from Isha Shunamis, that they ate in Rosh Hashanah. And if there's a mitzvah lisanois, how can it be that someone ate in Rosh Hashanah? So a raya food, there's no mitzvah lisanois. If there was even an Indian to have a tainis, nobody would eat. So you see, there is a Simcha Rosh Hashanah, and everybody brings obviously the pasuk in Nehemiah, the famous pasuk. That's what the Goyim alludes to as well. That it says Echlo Meshmani Meshtuim Takim. It's a time of Rosh Hashanah. So you have a time of Simcha. You go ahead and you eat. So again, it's Rosh Hashanah time of Simcha. It's not a time of Simcha. The Chura, one could have said that maybe the simcha that the Shulchan Aruch refers to in the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is not a Simchas Yantiv. There may be a chiluk between a Simcha of Yantiv and a Simcha that Shonan refers to. How do we know we have a difference? First, we find in Hilchus Shabbos, we know that there's two main mitzvahs of Shabbos, the mitzvahs Kvoit Shabbos and mitzvahs Oinik Shabbos. The Rambam at the end of Hilchus Shabbos, Perek Lamed, he brings a whole list of things. What do you have in Shabbos? So he says, there's two, the things that were brought down in the Shem and Yivim is Kovod Voinik. Ezu Kovod, so you have to take a shower before Shabbos, you have to Yoshev, you have to get stressed before Shabbos, Yoshev and Kovod Rosh, you prepare the table, that's Kovod Shabbos. What is Oinik Shabbos? Oinik Shabbos is, you have to have a special food, Mitakim Tafshel Shomen, Umashkim Mivusom. There's a concept of a Kovod Shabbos, and there's a concept of Oinik Shabbos, a mitzvah to be mehaneg himself on Shabbos. That's the Rambam there in Hilchus Shabbos Perek Lamed. When Hilchus Yom Tov, when the Rambam speaks about the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, so there's two separate halachas. One halacha is Keshem Tzim Shemitzah Lechabed Shabbos Uleango. You have mitzvahs Kovod Shabbos Oinik Shabbos. Kach Kol Yom Tovim. Every Yom Tov you have mitzvahs Kovod Oinik. Shneimar Geshem Chubod. Vechol Yom Tovim Neimar Bohem Mikra Kodesh. So every the same way you have a mitzvah of Kovod Shabbos Oinik Shabbos, you also have a mitzvah of Kovod Yom Tov and Oinik Yom Tov, and that's halacha tzayin. The next halacha comes the Rambam that says also v'chayev adam liyeis behem sameach v'toyv leiv. Another simcha, there's a simcha of Yom Tov. Except the din of Kovod Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos that you have, there's also a din of simcha. Simcha Yom Tov. Same one in the Shulchan Aruch when he brings the halacha in Hilchus Yom Tov. Of the Simchas of Yom Tov, there's two separate halachas. There's one halacha of Kovod of Oinik Yom Tov, of Kovod the Mitzvah Lechabdu Lehanga, and there's another halacha of Simchas Yom Tov. It's two separate halachas, two separate dinim. On Shabbos, you may have a din of Oinik Shabbos, but there's no mention of Simchas Shabbos. Mashein Kerin Yom Tov, there's a Tesefes, another halacha of Simchas Yom Tov. What's the chiluk between Simcha and Oinik? So first of all, we have a halach. What's the simcha of Yom Tov? The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it, it says the halach of what one person has to do for Yom Tov. Chayav Adam Yot Semech Toiv Lev B'Moyed. So he says, what do you do? The halach before Adam, for a person, you have to do Bosher V'Yayin, and then he has to give who if Ketzam Samcha Naktanim Nisim and Kler Shegoyzim Noshim Kolam Kolim Tachshitim. You have a mitzvah of simcha, you have to have an action of simcha on Yom Tov. We don't find that action, that act, that mitzvah, a special simcha on Shabbos. We don't find the way a person has to buy his wife jewelry and clothing every Shabbos. It's only during Yom Tov. Maybe a better way. But there's no mitzvah to have a simcha, a pilula simcha on Shabbos. Klaus Vegoiz is giving a candy for children. We find only in Yom Tov, not in Shabbos. Shabbos, we have a din of Oinik Shabbos. We find also this halacha, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We know that there's a kind. Basically, we'll start with the Gemara now that we learned on Daf Yomi just now on Shabbos, the Daf of Shabbos. We have a halacha. The Mishnah says that when comes Shabbos and comes Yom Tov stops an Avelus. The person is singing Avelus, comes Yom Tov, Yom Tov stops the Avelus. Shabbos doesn't stop the Avelus. Shabbos oilo veino of sekes, regoim of sikim veino moin. Shabbos stops an Avelus, Yom Tov stops the Avelus, Shabbos does not stop the Avelus. What's the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Toysis, the Feshe Toysis, Achav Gimel Beis, and we're cutting later, says the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Shabbos, you don't have a din of Simcha. So therefore, Shabbos does not stop Avelus. Yom Tov does stop Avelus. Nice, it says the Gemara Le'el and the beginning of Perek Shlishi. So what's the reason that you don't have Avelus on Yom Tov? It says V'somachta b'chagecha. It's a Simcha on Chag. The V'somachta b'chagecha doesn't say be on Shabbos. So the Chura, Rishayim point out, there's no regular mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah only of Oinik Shabbos, not a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So bring the other Rishonim, and then also the Mukiyos of them, this idea that you don't have a din of Simcha on Shabbos, you have din only Oinik Shabbos. wasn't enough kamina lemaise. We know that one of the halachas of the negiya to simchas yontif is ein me'arvim simcha b'simcha. You now allow combine two simchas together. The Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha. The nafkamina of ein me'arvim simcha b'simcha, the Gemara refers to, is you can't do simchas nesuin in the regel. Ein noisim noshim amoyet. Why? Because ein me'arvim simcha b'simcha. What happens if a person does a simcha, he does the wedding erev yontif, and he wants to do the suuda on the night of yontif? So it's a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch basket, it's okay, because like the Iker Simcha is Erev Yom Tov. But in the Magen Avraham brings the halacha that if you do a chuppah Erev Yom Tov, you didn't have the Seudah Erev Yom Tov, having the Seudah on Leil Yom Tov, it's a problem of Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha, because the Iker Simcha is the first Seudah. That's the Gabi Yom Tov. That's what Magen Avraham passes. What about Shabbos? So we know stories, I think Shlomo Zalman or Arbach himself, among Yerushalayim, they used to go, they used to have weddings on Friday afternoon, have a chuppah on Friday afternoon, and the suudah was the Shabbos. People were very poor. There's not enough money to do also a wedding and also a suudah Shabbos. So they did a Friday night. Friday night was the suudah Shabbos and was the suudah suudah. What about Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha? So Elamai was an island on the Magen Avraham. Says the Machtz, the Shekel, the same idea. There's a din of the halacha of Simchas Yom Tov is only a din of Yom Tov. It's not a din of Shabbos. Shabbos is a din of oining Shabbos. Part of oining Shabbos, as the Rambam mentions, is a din of pleasure. There's time to be in pleasure. A person needs to enjoy Shabbos. At least something which is to have a pleasure time on Shabbos. It's oining, have the food he likes, doing the things he likes. But there's no mitzvah to go ahead and do dinim of simcha. Go ahead and doing an action of simcha. For the community for that we see between Shabbos and Yom Tov is legabe achilas bosu v'shtiyas yayin. The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is Achilas Bazer Shtiyas Yayin. Machlokes in the price scheme, what happens if a person does not enjoy Bazer Yayin? Does he have to still force himself to eat Bazer and drink wine? Most places you all know you don't have to force yourself. But there is a vad if it's not, if a person does enjoy it, or at least he has some enjoyment, the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is kind with Bazer Yayin. On Shabbos, even though there's an Indian to eat Bazer Yayin because it's part of Oinik, there's no mitzvah to eat Bazer Yayin. We see it like Abi Yichus Avelus. Mishnah Berurah brings the Abi Yichus Tisha B'Av, and we find in Yichus Avelus in Yeridel that a person does not have to eat bus and drink wine. There's Avayit Yosefus on Shabbos, but there's no mitzvah pe'ula of simcha. On Shabbos, you do not have to. You don't have any mitzvahs of doing simcha. On Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah to go ahead and do an action which is simcha. What is the action? Simcha for Adam, it's for Ish, it's bus of yayin. For Isha is having new clothes and new jewelry. For Ketanim, the Pe'ula of Simcha, the way Adam installs on them the Indian Simcha, is by giving them candy, giving clothes to egoism. On Shabbos, you don't have that action. Shabbos is a time of, you have to enjoy Shabbos, but there's no din of doing a Pe'ula Simcha on Shabbos. As we mentioned, on Yom Tov also, we have a din of Oinin Yom Tov as well. We have a din of Oinin Yom Tov, that's one halacha. Then we have another din of halacha of Simchas Yom Tov. It's two separate halachas. Oinig Yom Tov is one thing, the same thing we have in Shabbos. Kesher Shemitzah L'chavir Shabbos or Angoy. We have a din also on Yom Tov. The second halacha is we have a din of Simchas Yom Tov. It's two things. Efshar, the reason why a person doesn't have to force himself to drink wine and eat basar on Yom Tov is even though maybe he's mekayim the pool of Simcha of Yom Tov, but he's mevatel the Oinig Yom Tov. He needs to have a pleasure. If the Oinig Yom Tov comes against Simchas Yom Tov, so maybe that doesn't work. But the Ma'aseh, you have two separate halachas of Oinig Yom Tov and Simchas Yom Tov. Midin Oinig Yom Tov, a person has to enjoy, has to have pleasure. Midin Simchas Yom Tov, a person has to go ahead and do pu'ulos of Simchas Yom Tov. So we're speaking about the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. One could go ahead and say that maybe the halacha that you have to do Simcha of Rosh Hashanah is not a din of Simchas Yom Tov. And as the Bach says, there's maybe no Simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, how can you have Simcha Rosh Hashanah? The Goyen says, Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meis, Sifri Nefono, Vatim Yom Shiro. Muyadim, the Simcha of Yom Tov, maybe you do not have Rosh Hashanah. You have a different Simcha. The Simcha that you have in Rosh Hashanah is the Simcha like you have in every Shabbos, like every Yom Tov Oynik. The Lashon is, Oichli Mishoisi Vismeichim and Yisani Rosh Hashanah, for Loi B'Shabbos Shuvah. So the Shulchan Aruch puts together Katz of Shabbos, you don't do a Tainis, Maybe the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah is not a din on Simchas Yom Tov, but it's a din on the Oinig Yom Tov.
The Shaila is Smeichin. The word Smeichin is sure.
Oh, Menacherami. So you Smeich. Why is it called Smeichin Davka? So I could say the Simcha. It's a Simcha. By the way, there's a problem with this whole idea that you don't have Simcha on Shabbos, because there's a Sifri that says in the pasuk Uviyoyim Simchastem. So the Sifri says Shabbos. So what do you do with that Sifri that says Simchas Shabbos? So what I was thinking that it says about that there's some concept of Simcha Shabbos. You don't have a Pe'ula of Simcha, but internally you have a Simcha. And we pass in the Maisa, the Bishesha says, we bring the, why do we say Yismachum Al-Chusra on Shabbos on the taverings of Shabbos? Yismachum Al-Chusra refers to be Yoyim Simchastem. So you see from the Lashon, Yismachum Al-Chusra is like some kind of bracha. There should be some simcha over here. There's no pe'ul of simcha. So there is a kind of simcha.
Maybe
my colleague is Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Oh, so Rami Shapira told me that's the difference between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Ashkenaz, you never say Yisukhum Chuscha.
Only
on Musaf. Because in Musaf, you have the din of simcha that you have, the Yisim Chaskin, it could be applied only to Musaf. You have a special simcha to have Kerbonis. Hashemkin, on Shachiz Mincha, in Imayim Shachiz Mincha, you don't say Yisukhum. So the Sfarad does say yes, because we're chusro on these dabbings.
So maybe. If you have a din of Shabbos Simcha?
On Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, you have Shabbos Simcha, and that's how you get
on. Right. No, what do you mean? The because you don't bring the shlom, because you don't have the din of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara first, the Gemara when it speaks about the Simcha that we have of Osa B'yai. So Gemara says, that we don't have Korbanos today, what do? So we have to do Osa B'yai. So actually, the shlom is Simcha. It is a good point, Lamaise, if it's Nirvea from there. You could say in Poshup Shad that the Shlamim is only, that's the way, the best way to do the Simcha. If I'm not doing the Korbanos, I do something else. So the Basar B'Yayin that we have today, that would be the same thing they have in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe, you could think. But I have to say that maybe the Simcha that we have in Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch refers to, is not din Simcha's Yom Tov. It's a Simcha like any Shabbos has a Yom Shabbos, there's a Yom Tov itself. But there's no Simchas Yom Tov. So when the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning says that you don't say Mu'adim L'Simcha, refers to Simchas Yom Tov. You don't say Mu'adim L'Simcha. But do you have a din to be Sameach in Yom Tov? Maybe Nechem, you do have it. And Lamaise, the it's very Meduyuk, and we'll get back to that later, the Mogen Avraham brings a Magid Mishorim. The Magid Mishorim is the Bishesef. The Bishesef had a Chavrusa with a Malach. He wrote a Sefer called Magid Mishorim, the word that he learned for the Malach. So one of the Sfarim, you want to know what the Malach says, Magid Mishorim. So brings the Mogen Avraham, Magid Mishorim, from Parshas Nitzavim, Shaloi le'echol basar v'lishto isyayi b'Rosh Hashanah. Don't eat meat to drink wine in Rosh Hashanah. So after, then maybe, if you want to put it together, maybe, if the Mogen Avraham is not arguing Shulchan Aruch, and we'll get to the back in a second, you could say that's what it means. Mogen Avraham agrees, you have Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. But you don't have a din to eat basar and drink wine. Because eating basar and drinking wine is a special halacha in Chas Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah maybe doesn't have a din of Simchas Yom Tov. Has only a din of Simcha like any other Shabbos, any other Yom Tov.
We have Lachem and Lachem. Katz Lachem, Katz Lachem by Yom Tov. And by Shabbos also that concept. But you don't have that concept of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, I want to get to that. I want to get to the Katz Lachem, Katz Lachem. That's exactly what I want to get to. But Mais also the Goyen, when he brings this halacha of the din of Simcha, in the beginning, at least, he says, how do you know that? In the sign of Rosh Hashanah, Shekosu boy mikro kodesh. Mikro kodesh says also on Shabbos. Mikro kodesh. That's the halacha that we bring of Oynik Shabbos. So you see, the din to be, not to have tiny Rosh Hashanah, and this simcha is not a simcha, could be it's not a simcha of Yom Tov, it's a simcha of stop the Rosh Hashanah, not a din Oynik Yom Tov, Oynik Shabbos. I think it can be in tinyness, but it's not within the Simchas Yom Tov. So maybe that's going to be the answer on the Shulchan Aruch. When you say you don't see Mirad in the Simcha, because there's no Simchas Yom Tov in Rosh Hashanah. But you do have a din of Simcha, within Oynig Yom Tov. The problem is, and beginning of surprise, I didn't find anybody bringing it, is that same Mishnah in Moed Katan, that we learned on Shabbos, that says that regaling stop the Averus. We mentioned, Gemara says, why does regolim stop? Why don't, there's no averus beregel? It says so machta bechagecha. Says Toises, why do we have a sin? Why the regolim stop beregel and Shabbos does not stop? Why the regolim stop averus and Shabbos does not stop averus? Because by regolim you have a din simcha, And by Shabbos, you don't have a din simcha. That's what Tosfos refers. That same Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, I'm Gamliel Loimer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, and Keregalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur both have a din of a regal. Say, and that it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. We pass the halacha l'maaseh. The Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's what Shachanah brings, has a din of a yontif. Once we have a din of a yontif, that stops the avelus. If the whole reason that a Rosh Hashanah, that a yontif is stopped because of the din of simchas yontif, din of somachta bechagecho, and that's the chiluk between yontif and Shabbos. So why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't have a din of simcha. Why do they stop a avelus? The chutz a raya muchakas that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has a din of simchas yontif. Not only a regular simchas yontif, because if not, you want to stop a avelus. So we go back to the question, how can you understand the Shulchan Aruch that says you don't see Mo'adim the Simcha because it's not, there's no Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah in Pashtus? Of course it's Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. It stops
Avelus. Is it the
Simcha
or is it the Tzachah? It has to be.
So Mas Tochecha.
What about Yom Kippur? There's for sure no...
So, Anichinami, problem with Yom Kippur. I want to get back to Yom Kippur in a second.
There's another Pashtun that Mishnah.
Right. The Ritzur brings another pshat. But Tosfos didn't say that. The Ukiris didn't say that. By the Chanami, but Gamaliel, the Chuy goes to the pshat. When Yosef brings the pshat, he asks, how can you say Rosh Hashanah Kippur is not? He says, Regels and Simcha. I don't know if you can see in the question of the Ukiris that you know Rosh Hashanah Kippur is not Simcha. Because the Ukiris says, the Mishnah says that we're going to have a din of Yistap Avelu, Shabbos not. So how can someone argue Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Rosh Hashanah Kippur also has a din of a Yom Tov. So he says, Al Karfacha, that's Lashon Yosef, that Rab Loza, the argues, Rab Loza, he holds, that's not the reason why Yom Tov stops not having a din of Simcha, it stops because it's a 7-day thing, not because it's not a 1-day thing. That's a good question. But Pashas, when you learn the Lashon of Tesis, and these Rishonim, at least, they hold, and that's a din of Simcha, and L'chorwa, it's Muchach, because that's a problem with the other Rishonim, because the Gemara says, why you don't know the Gemara, because Simcha B'Chayecha. And I have to say it's two din according to the Ritzvah. You have to do Svach B'chagecha, and another din that stops the Avelus, which is a little problem. If the B'chad is something else. But anyway, so according to these Yishayim at least, you see that there's a din of Simcha Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur as well. But you have to find where is the Simcha on Yom Kippur. But if there's a din Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, so what's pshat that the Shulchan Aruch says, hey, you don't say the Svach B'chagecha, you don't say more than the Simcha because you don't have
Simcha
Yom Tov.
The nature of the Simcha. Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, you mechaved the Shabbos. You should enjoy yourself because you're part of Shabbos. By Yantav, you're buying yourself presents. It focuses on you. But when you're Malchuscha, it's the Rosh Malchus, and you're joining the
Malchus. Right, but Mu'adim L'Simcha is referring to what?
So Mu'adim L'Simcha is a term that's used by Yantav. It's a different, it's a generic term used by Yantav.
Okay, but so Rosh Hashanah, do you have a Din L'Simcha for yourself or not? Who you have a Din L'Simcha for yourself?
You have a Shabbos Din L'Simcha.
No, if you have a Shabbos and Simcha, why does it stop Avelus? If you have, Shabbos is not stop Avelus.
Okay,
hold on, we're sure. Yeah. But in Chanan, that's what the Tosfos says. So according to that, comes out that Simchas, this, you have a din, Simchas Yom Tev, a Pashas, Rosh Hashanah, based on this Mishnah. If you have a din, Simchas Yom Tev, why are you saying we have a din Simcha? What's wrong with that? And obviously, we mentioned before the Mugen of Rome, that brings the Magi Mishnah that says, you don't need Buster to drink wine. What about that one? What about the ending of Sukkot Yom Tov that you have on Rosh Hashanah? So, the Maaseh, so what did we bring an answer with a short Hakdama? We have the Emek of Bracha brings Reb Chaim that speaks about the mitzvah simcha of the first night of Yom Tov. The Gemara learns, as we said, the beginning of Simchas Yom Tov starts from the Korbanos, the Shami Simcha. From there you learn to all the Simchas you have to do. So the Gemara learns from Pasuk, the Gemara where it discusses in Pesachim, that the first night of Yom Tov does not have a din of Simcha. You don't, because you don't, there's a Mechlekes in the Gemara there, can you be Makriv the Shlomim before Yom Tov? Or it has to be Nikrav only after Yom Tov started. And the Gemara builds it up there, but if you don't have a Korban before Yom Tov, you don't have a Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov. You don't have a Simcha the first night of Yom Tov.
That's a Gemara.
That's a Gemara. There's no mitzvah Simcha on the first night. There's no. Technically, you can't do a mitzvah Simcha of Shlomim.
That there wouldn't be a problem of making a Suda on that night because it's not
Eid. Oh, okay. So ask the Reb Chaim, the Mikvah Bracha brings. So why does it stop Avelus for the first night? Because after he speaks about Oinin, that's the first night, that's what he refers to. But according to what we just said, what about it? We have a dinim arim simcha simcha. Says we're going to wrong. Then erev yom tiv, you did a chasana, you can't do a sudo on the night of yom tiv because ain't arim simcha b'simcha. There's no mitzvah, there's no simcha the first night of yom tiv. That's what Rav Chaim asks. So Rav Chaim wants to say, even though the Gemara says there's no mitzvah simcha on the shlomi, you know, on shlomi the first night, but at the end you have the other mitzvah simcha. So you have a simcha of bosom, yeah, you have a simcha of godim for the woman, you have other simcha. That's what Rav Chaim wants to say. But maybe you could say it a little bit. And that's what I found afterwards on that Rav Sternbuch says the same idea. Rav Hubner has on the Sefer Zikron, he speaks about the same meaning. He says it a little different. But the idea could be like this. Avadai, on Yom Tev, you have a mitzvah simcha. The mitzvah simcha, the Iker mitzvah is to be happy on Yom Tev. Just to be happy. And the Ma'aseh said that Emek Bracha, the next piece of Emek Bracha, Imamish says the same idea. The Iker mitzvah is not to eat me and drink wine. As the Shulchan Aruch goes on, it says, even though you should eat me and drink wine, that should be a simcha of Yom Tev, but a person should not eat too much, shakali de hoilulus. The Indian is not to be samach with eating basar and drinking wine. The Indian is that through that we'll get to the internal simcha that a person has, is to be the only way of the simcha in a person. You have a mitzvah of simcha. Pe'ula simcha is to go ahead and eat to drink wine, go ahead and give clothing and give candies. But that's the pe'ula. That's all to be me'oyer the simcha inside. So about the Yom Tev, the reason we don't have a basar on the night of Yom Tev is because we don't shlomi in the first night. So I don't have that pe'ula. On the pe'ula, I don't have all the pe'ulas that come from it. But the mitzvah to be the simcha on Yom Tev, how do you do it? The Samachta Mechagecha is not only the Pe'ula, it includes it in two dinims. One din is to be the Simcha. How do you do it? By doing these maisim of the Samachta Mechagecha, of the Shlomim, of the Basa, of all these things. If I don't have the, I cannot do the Pe'ula because of the night of Yom Tev, I still have the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tev. That's what Rav Sternbuch wants to explain, wants to say on the answer of Chaim. He brings a few rise to that. So I'm going to. So that's the mitzvah, yeah.
I just want to distinguish between what you mentioned as the inner simcha being called oneg from what you just mentioned.
The chora, the oneg means to, is also as things that you do that you enjoy, pleasure. You have to, you eat what you enjoy, you do what you enjoy. The simcha, the more your simcha is more, is something which is more active. It's a higher, I don't know if it's a higher level, but it's a different, oneg means that you are having pleasure right now. Simcha is a separate inyan. It's a concept of how you define simcha, but simcha is something that a person is in a different state of mind at that time. He's the simcha. Like, okay, anytime it's something to be divine. What's the difference between simcha and oinik? So comes out that we have in Yom Tov, we have a mitzvah simcha, have to be best simcha. And then you have the pu'ulus of simcha. You have to go in and do separate things for simcha. We find one last agdam before we get to the answer. That the halacha is that a person on Yom Tov needs to be simcha, eat, drink, and it can't be in tainis. Discussion: what happens if a person has a cholim and he needs to do a tainis cholim? Can he do a tainis cholim on Yom Tov or not? Machlokes, we pass came that a person does do a tainis cholim on Yom Tov. So cholim, a person has a bad dream; it's such a terrible thing. We see in the Gemara say that with such a terrible thing, a cholim, you do a tainis cholim also on Yom Tov. The Ramah brings. Well, if a person does a tainis cholim on Yom Tov, so he brings a shita that says that if he's doing a tainis cholim, he's not eating, he should sit down and learn in Mesfelish the whole day. Why? So he said like this, we have a din, as we mentioned before, in Yom Tov you have a din of chetzel Hashem and chetzel Lachem. We have to do either chetzel Hashem or chetzel Lachem. And we pass, we do both. We do the chetzel Hashem, chetzel Lachem. So when we go and we daven and we're doing the pulls of Yisrael, that's a chetzel Hashem. When we go in and eat, that's a chetzel Hashem. And a person's not eating, so at least the yantar should be kulul Hashem. You're not eating, you don't have the chetzel Hashem, so it should be kulul Hashem. So kulul Hashem, you should go ahead and you should learn the whole day in Mesmedesh, and you should be a full kulul yoyim Hashem. That's what the Ramah brings. And the Maaseh, he argues, he says, if a person does a tiny, that itself makes it a kulul Hashem. So you see, there is mitzvah Yom Tov is a simcha. That's the two agdamas. Yom Tov has a simcha pinis. There's a pu'ula of Yom Tov. The pe'ul of Simcha and Yom Tov, the pe'ul that we have, comes out in two ways. You have a chetzer l'Hashem, and have a chetzer l'chem. If you don't have the chetzer l'chem, you should have the chetzer l'chem. But we have both. You have the chetzer l'Hashem and the chetzer l'chem. That's the way the pe'ul that comes out to bring out the Simcha of Yom Tov. So maybe one could say the following. On Rosh Hashanah, when we learn the Goyim, it says, why don't we say Mo'adim l'Simcha Rosh Hashanah? The Goyim doesn't say you don't say Mo'adim l'Simcha Rosh Hashanah because it's not a din, because it's Yom Din, you don't have a din of Simcha Rosh Hashanah. He says, Tifri Chayim v'Sifri Meisim Sukhun L'Fanov, I can say Shira, Shira you can't say when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, Tifri Chayim v'Sifri Meisim Sukhun L'Fanov. Say, Efshar, when you do the Pu'ula of Simcha, you have two ways, the two times, two places where the Simcha comes out. It comes out in Davening. How it comes out in Davening? You say Hallel. You say Mo'adim l'Simcha. That's in the Chetzel HaShem of the Yom Tov. And then you have the Chetzel HaShem of the Yom Tov. You have another Pu'ula of Simcha. And what's the Pu'ula of Simcha that comes out there? Aser V'Yayin. There you have the Dinim of the Halachas that come out when you do the Pu'ula of Yom Tov. It's two separate things that come out. It's the Pu'ula that you do on the time, how to bring out the Simcha of Yom Tov. You have a mitzvah Simcha, which is a Simcha Pnimis. But the question is, which pe'ula do you do? And the chetzer l'Hashem, the chiddush is, Sifri Chayim, you say, amazing, Sifri in front of. When you're davening Rosh Hashanah, you're going in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't say Hallel. Says the Goyim, you can't say Mo'adim l'Simcha. You're right now in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the chetzer l'Hashem, when you're relaying out to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Sifri Chayim, you say, amazing, Sifri in front of. You can't say Shira, you can't have the pe'ula of Simcha. You can't say I'm b'Simcha right now. You can't do the pe'ula, the external pe'ula of Simcha, when you're going ahead right now and you're doing Simcha and Simcha. But when you're speaking about the mitzvah of Achilas Basar Shtiyas Yayin Yom Tov, so there, Ein Echanami, it's a din Simchas Yom Tov. Hi, do we have a Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah? I'm not going to do a Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. The commitment is, do you go ahead and you do the pe'ula or not? The pe'ula and the Chetzel Hashem you do not do, and the pe'ula and the Chetzel Hashem, you do it, you go ahead and do it. And that's what you have, Basar Yayin. And that could be the Pshat in the book of Avraham, where he brings the Magen Yesharim. If you look at the Magen Yesharim inside, and Yesharim says that you speak to the Malach, don't drink wine and meat on Rosh Hashanah. So he told him, hi, it says in Nehemiah, you should eat meat and drink wine. Says that's the kolam. That's for the more for the nation. For Yechidim, for the Tzadikim, they should not eat meat and drink wine. According to that Pshat is, the Yechidim can turn the Yom Tov into a Kul Hashem. And Rosh Hashanah is a special year not to have Chetzel Hashem. It should be Kul Hashem. How do you do Kul Hashem? You don't do the Pu'ula of Simcha. You don't have the Pu'ula of Simcha. You don't say Mo'adim l'Simcha on the time of Tefillah. And you don't have the Basar Yayin in the Seudah. That's the Yechidim. But the Chlal Ha'am, the Halacha for us is that with the Chetzel Hashem, you don't have the Pu'ula of Simcha. But the Chetzel Hashem, if you do have the Pu'ula of Simcha, because the Maaseh, Rosh Hashanah, is a day of Simcha, and even though you don't have the Pu'ula of Simcha. I'll just end, and there's the last thing, is that the Araya to that is the concept of Yom Kippur. Mentioned. Hi, we just mentioned also Yom Kippur stops Avelus. If Yom Kippur stops Avelus, that means he has Dinah Simcha. But there's no Pu'ula of Simcha Yom Kippur. We have no Pu'ula, you're not doing. And the Rechok Abriyut to that is, that how does the Gemara going to end? The Gemara says, how do we learn the concept of Ein Me'ar Yom Simcha B'Simcha? So the Gemara says, the fact that Shlomo HaMelech did not do the Simchas Beis Hamikdash on Sukkot. That's the Gemara says. After Beis Hamikdash, they had 7 days of Simcha. And after that, they had 7 days of Sukkot. What is the fact that the Novi is emphasizing Yudalad Yoin that you have 14 days and come to tell you the Simcha of Beis Hamikdash cannot be doing the Simcha of Sukkot? What about Yom Kippur? The Gemara says that the Simcha of being Beis Hamikdash was doing Yom Kippur. Ha'imayim Simcha b'Simcha. Don't tell me there's no Simcha of Yom Kippur. There is a Simcha of Yom Kippur because we know it's not Zaveus. So how did they have a Simcha of Yom Kippur? Ha'imayim Simcha b'Simcha. Elamah, the Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha has to do with the Pe'ula of Simcha. As Tosfos says, the reason Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha because Ein Oitzim Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus. You know the Pe'ula of Simcha. You'd say Yoim Simcha Estabs Chavilus. You don't have the Pe'ula of Simcha L'Chilo. On Rosh Hashanah, you have a Yoim Simcha. You have the Pe'ula of Simcha L'Chur for us in the Achilas Basu Shtiyah Sain, but you don't have the Pe'ula of Simcha in the Chetzel Hashem, which is the back.